Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, September 8th, 2017, and the year is kind of just chugging along here. And let's do a clearing for the date. So here we go. And today's our paranormal show. So clearing the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels better now. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There. That date's cleared. And let's do some work now to bring in the light beams. Here we go. Light beam energy is coming your way. And then we'll do some real work getting rid of your situation or problem. So here we go. Bringing in peace. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels good. And now for your own situation. And it feels heavy, so I'll do some counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels good. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann, see what's cooking out there. So, Ann, are you ready to go?
I am, Ron. Hello, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. We're delighted you're all here. It is Friday, so that is traditionally our paranormal night. So if you've had any, I don't know how you could avoid them, actually, any weird interactions with the old Earth. Luckily, we're all on the new Earth, but you are welcome to send them in for special attention on the Friday night show. We're surrounded by paranormal things, unfortunately, and Ron will help us make some sense of that. Ron, if you're not familiar with it, has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com, which you can go to after the show and learn many things about Ron and ascension and source energy and being heart-centered and what you need to survive, really, on this planet. Also, you can contact us and ask any questions or submit your comments or testimonials about healings to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can just click on that fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. And I want to thank you, Ron, as always, for the wonderful clearings you do right when the show starts. So this is a good show to be on right in the beginning, because Ron does two or three healings right away. And it started, some of it I know started because someone asked, oh, it's Friday, Ron, and it's so, you know, tough to get over the week, the work week, and also can you do some clearings for us? And now you really do that at the start of every show. You say, think of something that's bothering you and clear it for us. And you also clear the date, which I want to recommend that everyone do all the time on the natal barcode and on the alien keyword intercept healing. Just put the date in. And someone wrote in, and this is actually was kind of overlooked. It was regarding it not today's date, but a date in August. And this person wrote in, this date has always haunted me from my early adult years. It's the birthday of an acquaintance who made me very sad and spread lies about me. I no longer feel that energy attached to me. Thank you very much for asking about the effect we experienced. You are the very best thing ever.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to remind everybody, so this person had a reason that she was aware of on a particular date in August that was negative in her life, but we may not know. I mean, that's kind of a gift. Like, it's whatever, for whatever reason, a date is memorable. But really, every one of the dates has us hooked up in some way that we might be unaware of. And you could put that through the natal barcode and the alien keyword and just all of a sudden feel lighter and feel better.
Yeah,
do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, that's right. And Also, kind of relating to that, you might look at the media clearing, too. Sometimes the media can bring forth, like, somebody's birthday who no longer is here or something, you know? Or this is the day somebody got maybe assassinated, or this is when the war started, or whatever, and you're kind of going along for the ride, and then you don't know what's happening to yourself until you realize what was going down maybe 50 years ago or so. So that's good for the media clearing also. So
right, and even if something that happened and you weren't even on the earth then or alive that you know of, it could still have that energy.
Yeah, that's correct. And I never really gave this much attention, but let's just, you know, your mother's fear can be really traumatizing for the fetus. And so just saying that a different way, you know, maybe your mother got traumatized. Let's just say that you're listening now and you were one of the, let's see, what would I say? One of the babies that was born to a soldier, we'll say, you know, going to Vietnam or something. And so maybe the man got drafted. I don't think they had women in the service then, but we'll just say the man got drafted. Maybe they got married and she was 6 months pregnant or something, and then he got drafted, and now she's worrying about it, and then she hears about something going on, you know, which they used to talk about all the time, and you know, she's worrying that he's going to be killed or whatever. And then from there, that's being transmitted to you. And so now all of a sudden it comes to the date of today's date, you know, the 8th of September. And that's when she was in a complete panic about something going on. And that's passed on to you, even though you haven't necessarily popped out yet, you know. So that, so now you can resonate with that energy of that particular day. So that's one way to look at the situations here. And they just follow you and, in a sense, put a curse on you for life. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, Ron. The placenta call that you did last weekend was just so wonderful and powerful, and I know everyone on it you know, gained so much benefit from it. And I felt personally very empowered by it, more powerful actually in my body. And I felt like even just Wednesday and yesterday, it really was still integrating into me. It was almost like something just clicked in. And we have a couple of placenta call testimonials that, you know, not surprisingly are still coming in because of partly what I just said, that sometimes you're not even sure what happened or how you feel or what, you know, what the effects are. So people are writing in. So I'd love to read those for you, Ron. Someone says, "Dear Ron, this call was very important for me. I basically refused to come out of my mother since I knew I was reincarnating again into this prison planet. The doctors tried normal delivery, but I got stuck. They tried to pull me out with forceps, but no luck. They immediately went for a C-section. I came out blue, and one of my arms was not functioning. I've had a dent in my head from the forceps all my life. Today, I tried to feel the dent, but could not. It seems to have disappeared after the call. So cool." So thank you, she says, of course, warm regards. And then this listener happens to live in India, and she adds, "On a side note, one of the listeners had asked how they could call in from another country. I do that through Skype. You can either call in through your computer or install a Skype app on your phone. It's completely free. The call drops after 4 hours, but you can call in again when that happens."
Very good.
Yes, and thank you for that. That's very nice and very helpful. And we have another placenta. That's very interesting. I'm sorry, before I move on, that listener has that knowledge that she really did not want to come here.
Yep.
Not surprising, right?
Nope. She's one of the more awakened ones.
Yes. Well, and I'm glad that she now has some release. And here's another feedback email. Hi, Ron. I am so glad for that call. It feels like an encroaching wrap around my body was released, leaving me feeling much more expanded, lighter, clearer, and freer, more pleasant in my body. Actually was smiling when I went to bed, rare, and had a lovely buzz. You are right. It feels like establishing a new basis for my body reality, a much more pleasant one. I am now working on the 100 placenta death barcodes. Oh, and still not quite sure how you want us to navigate the placenta death barcodes with regards to option 1, 2, step 1, step 2, step 3. Perhaps on the next BBS show, the co-host could walk us through that very slowly and clearly one more time. And then, yes, Monday morning already felt I was out there kicking serious ass in the battles. Love that 360-degree weapon. Makes one feel pretty invincible.
That's great. Yeah, so all you do on the placenta, you just do option 1. Which is clearing the barcode. You don't need to do the emotion, and you do not need to do the spirit, and both of those are half an hour each, so it'll take you half the time compared to a death barcode or a emotional stress barcode or the depression. So just do the 1 hour. If you want to do when you're completed, one half hour emotion and one half hour spirit is fine. But I don't think you need to really do that. Just do the 1 hour. And you can put up 3 screens, which means that you go into the clearing and you start one, and then you go into the clearing again, just like you did the first time, and then you start that clearing and then go into it for the third time and do that one. And it could be maybe a minute apart. And so in an hour's time, you can do 3 clearings at once. I didn't even see the screen come up that the clearing's completed, and it will be 3 of these coming up, you know, within maybe a minute of each other, and then go in and do 3 more. But keep track of what you're doing on a piece of paper and kind of check them off, you know, because otherwise you may lose track if you're doing 3 at a time. So you might group them in 3s and just check off or draw a line through the 3s when you get done with them, and you know what numbers they are. So maybe do numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and go all the way up like that to 100, since you have 100 of these, and just put a line through all of them when you complete them. In case you stop, you know where you left off at. So that's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that's great. I've been doing them, and I'm up to 34, and I've been doing only 1 at a time. So I'm happy to hear we can do 3 at a time, like the mind of the body death barcodes. You had said we could do 3 at a time, so that will make it go much faster. And so thank you for that.
Okay.
And someone has a question, how do we transfer the 100 placenta clearing? Do we put death barcode placenta?
Yeah, that'll do it. That's all you need to say, yes.
I would put the number, 1 through 100. I've been doing it, however many I did each day, placenta death barcodes number 1 through 10 or whatever, and then the next day, 11 through 20 and et cetera.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ron. You've given us so many gifts to keep getting us clear. Someone has a request, Ron, if you want to do some healing tonight, could we have a chakra alignment?
Okay, here we go. So we'll work with the heart chakra first and kind of focus your attention there. I'm going to move it somewhat depends how far it's out. Here we go, moving the heart chakra around so it's facing forward. Perfect, there we go. And moving up to your throat chakra and repositioning that. And it could be up and down, sideways. Many things can happen for it as it gets out of alignment here. There we go, that feels good. And now we'll go to the third eye and moving that around a little bit here. There we go. Good boy. And now we'll go down below the heart, your power chakra, number third chakra. Moving that. And when this one goes out, you can kind of feel kind of yucky. You know, not good. Maybe upset stomach there, that's fine. And second chakra, moving that around. Sometimes you might even feel nauseated a little bit. Or like you had a big meal, you ate too much, didn't know what's going on, and just feel awful. There we go, that's good. And first chakra, it's at the base of your tailbone, we'll say. There we go, moving that around. There, that's in place. Okay, I'll do an opening for everybody. So what we're going to do is spin the chakras. I'll do them one at a time. And this will give you a little more energy, probably a whole bunch more. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second, spin, spin, open. And first, spin, 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 open. There we go. Okay, so we'll just see if we get any comments on how everybody is doing right now. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. That was wonderful. That felt really good. I was wondering, while we're on the subject, would you, in case we have new people listening tonight, would you also close down our crown chakra and just explain to people why we do that?
Yeah, you don't want to have the aliens come into you and attack you and come into your body. So open crown chakra is the quickest, fastest way into you. So here we go. We're going to close the crown chakra. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There we go.
Okay. I was listening to a woman talk about, I don't know, something health related, and you know, she said, and you want to treat your head well because that's your sacred chakra up there. And I thought, I just cringed hearing her say that, thinking it's, because that's very, I guess, new age, you know, that people think it's so great that the crown chakra connects you to God or the whatever information, and it's not so good. Before we move on, I just want to let people know, in case they're unaware, that Ron has a fabulous clearing. It's only $50 for unlimited use, and it's called the Crown Chakra Alien Courting Disconnection. And it's a very generous, thorough clearing, and you can go through all of your chakras, starting with the crown, and get them all cleared out. And it even will allow you, it's better, I feel, to go through them one at a time. And he even does front side, back side, it's a lot. And then, but you can actually leave that whole first part checked so that there you're having all of your chakras cleared out at the same time. And then there's a long list of body parts that Ron has, like 20, hips, shoulders, legs, stomach, intestines, feet, hands, face, eyes, I'm skipping around, ears, nose, mouth, it's fantastic. Anything that you feel, I feel like I'm being attacked on my face today, or something's going on with my hips or shoulders, and maybe I need to clear the chakra there, and you check that off. There's also a custom input option in a box, so you can type in something you need. And then at the bottom, it has an option for body energy shrink wrap. So I think Elizabeth already covered this, that someone wrote in and asked how often do we have to shrink wrap and how long will it last. Well, this will amp up your shrink wrapping, that we want to command that our energy be shrink wrapped to us before we go out all the time. But having this as a nice backup. And then it also has an entity removal, spirit retrieval, and a spirit integration option. So I cannot recommend that clearing more. It's wonderful. Okay, someone already wrote in. Chakra, heart and crown clearing felt very freeing. My body feels less tension.
Very good.
Is there anything
what
else you want to add about that crown chakra clearing, Ron?
Yeah, with the crown, you don't know what kind of octopus energies are coming into you or whatever. So once you clear it off, you start feeling much better. And you don't know where they're attacking you either. So that's why you want to keep that crown closed down. And normally when your chakras are out of alignment, and they get out of alignment because somebody's doing a thought projection toward you, we could call that a psychic attack, or just thinking about you, maybe they like the way you're dressed or something or whatever, they can cord you that way. And so they are doing a psychic attack on you or thinking thoughts or and thinking thoughts, and your chakras now start to move and try to become like 90 degrees away from this energy, so they can turn 90 degrees kind of instantly. And if they stay that way, then you're going to feel kind of funky. So anyway, that's kind of what happens with the chakras. And if they've been out for a long time, you can start having backaches, you know, all kinds of problems, physical problems even. So let's turn it back over to you. So it's good to have them, you know, reset off and on. I only do it once in a while when I'm asked, not like tonight. But we do that a lot on the automatically on the weekend calls that we have. So if you're not on those calls, or if you are on them, then it's being done for you automatically, even though I'm not talking about it. And that's why people feel so relaxed and at peace during those calls, because you're being tuned up. So back to you.
Right, Ron. And thank you for mentioning the calls. I'll just remind everyone that tomorrow is the 3-hour Ascension preparation call, where Ron will, in addition to all the healings he does, and we go to the light ship, he will be charging 7 containers of water for the following week. So it's a really wonderful call. You still have time to sign up. Of course, you could sign up 5 minutes before it starts, right on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com. And then the next day, the 10th, is the start of the 7-hour healing calls, where also we spend the whole time on Creation Lightship having healings, having water charged for us for more immediate use, although the waters that Ron charges on the Sunday and the other calls, they last 24 hours. But they're mostly meant for just what you might need in the moment. And the calls are wonderful and powerful. I also recommend that you come on tomorrow night's BBS show on Saturday night, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS radio station 2, because there'll be an opportunity for you to sample the healings, because Ron will actually take us on a trip to Creation Lightship where you can request one physical healing. So I really recommend that that call tomorrow night, if you or the show tomorrow, and of course the call tomorrow afternoon. And there's more information on Ron's website. So someone else wrote in, I have the crown chakra disconnection running all day for the shrink wrap, and then run the entity clearing all night. This makes me feel more secure in case I forget to say shrink wrap.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah. What's nice about it is that a lot of people who have the clearings and have, you know, it doesn't matter how many you have, but you start finding out, well, this one here I think I need to do once a month. Maybe you have 10 of them, you know, and then you want to do the free ones too. And so you kind of figure out your little niche with which ones to do, and you only do it because it works. That's the bottom line. Like I mentioned a long time ago when I started doing this stuff in the 80s, I didn't want to do anything that was codependent for people. I didn't want to have people coming back over and over and over again, like I saw with other practitioners, and they like that because they got money each time, you know. And I just wanted to do a one-shot job and have it completed. And so people who, if you're a new listener, you may wonder, well, why do you have so many clearings and why do people keep doing them over and over again on the Unlimited? Well, that's because the aliens keep doing stuff. And then you find out, you know, if you have a few clearings or whatever, you find out which ones you need and which ones make you feel better. So it's not like it's codependency. I had one person say, Ron, I'm going to stop doing my clearings for 2 weeks to see what happens. And they didn't last for 2 weeks. They got right on it, I think, within 4 days. And said, Ron, you know, I feel so much better by doing the clearings. And it's not a codependency thing. It's just that it helps me out so much to stay clear. And I get the aliens off of me. So that's the reason why, if you're a new listener and you hear people talking about what they do, and you wonder, gee, why can't you just do it one time? Well, the aliens are working with you continuously. And a lot of times, you know, a one-time clearing may get them off of you, but they may come back again. So we never know how they're going to, you know, hit you with energy. But if you have clearings up or you know which one to do, if you start feeling funky, then you can get them off your butt. And that's the whole process is, you know, it's the only website out there to get aliens off of you. So, back to you.
Okay. So, yes, we'd love to, you know, still hear from people who might be feeling good from that chakra alignment that Ron did for us. I know everyone appreciates it, Ron. Okay, here's a paranormal question. Hi, Ron. I always feed animals in the middle of the night, and it's always very quiet. However, at times I hear a strange low humming sound that goes on and on continuously. Is this a mind control transmission coming from aliens trying to send mind control to people during the night?
I would say that's probably correct. Remember, it could even be humans that look like aliens or aliens that look like humans. Either way, depends what bodysuit they're using. And since it's at night, you're probably not going to see them. So, yeah, I'd say you have something going on in your area causing situations to happen. And you just happen to be up when they're transmitting their downloads to people. So back to you.
Okay, that's creepy, but thank you, Ron. Here's a question about tomorrow's healing call. Hi, Ron. I don't have the ability to listen to the Ascension call live as I am usually asleep at that time. Just wondering how many healings can I request on paper from the light being doctors, or is it best to just focus on one condition alone? Thank you for your help.
Yeah, normally I feel we'll just focus on one condition. That way you're going to probably see results. And remember, you're being bilocated too, even though you're sleeping. You're still awake talking to the light beings as you're bilocated, describing to them, you know, how you're feeling after each healing session. So to say it differently, let's just stretch time out here and say that every second you have a healing. And so, and you're doing this healing for a minute, means you're going to have 60 different sessions in 1 minute. So after you do a session, you come back here, and now you're back in the earth-dense energy with all the mind control stuff here and the energetic bodies that contaminated your physical body and your spirit, and that kind of wraps around you over again. So now you go for the second time, and they say, well, what's wrong with you? Go, my elbow hurts. Okay, they have no records of what happened the minute before, okay? So now they fix your elbow, and it feels great. Now you're put back here again, and now your energetic bodies that contaminated you come in play, and all of a sudden your arm gets funky again. And you go up again, and they see you and say, well, what's wrong with you? Well, my elbow hurts, okay? So with you being in time, you think, well, aren't they doing anything? But it feels good up here, but not good down there, you know? And so that's why you need to clear those energetic bodies out, because that's the reason why you're typically having problems. So that's the way it works. I'm just making it very, very simple. Because the bodies corrupt you, and then they also, with this corruption that you have, can also draw entities to you down here. You can get, you know, your soul family energies happening to you, and it can kind of go on and on and on. And, you know, if I kept talking, you would probably get, you know, kind of green behind the gills a little bit, you know, and maybe even angry because they're doing all this stuff to you. But you know that eventually, you know, if you clean yourself out, and the light beams will fix you, but they're not cleaning out your DNA. They're not cleaning out these energetic bodies that cause your problems. They're just cleaning you out. They're cleaning your spirit, and you're cleaning the body up there. But when it comes back down again, it gets contaminated from the energetic bodies that you haven't dealt with. So that's sort of the way it works. So just keep doing clearings. And sometimes, like I say, a clearing that you never thought you even needed could be where your problem is, because this takes one energetic body to get goofy or to be contaminated. And you could be clearing bodies that seem to be the correct one. And all of a sudden you say, well, I don't know, my body tells me I should do, you know, like, you know, maybe a self-sabotage whole lifetime clearing. And you go, but I don't think I've been self-sabotaged. And the only reason why you're not thinking that is because the aliens are giving you that information that that's the last clearing you ever want to do, because that if you did it, it'll probably free you from their control. And you eventually do it, and you go, man, why didn't I do that 6 months ago? I thought I should have had it, and man, my elbow feels great now. So that's the way it works. So it isn't always the way it looks and appears, but just keep plugging away at it. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, great, Ron. Thank you for all that information. Okay, someone has a question about the soul family disconnection clearing. And that is, just to review in case you're not familiar with it or don't have it, it's a $100 for the soul family disconnection. And yes, it is unlimited. The question is, can they run it more than once? Oh, yes. And you'll be wanting to run that one also a lot. And I'll just review quickly for people. It has 6 parts to it. Soul family clearing, so general. Current soul family lifetime clearing. A past lifetimes clearing. Future lifetime contracts clearing. And then psychic billboard program disconnection, and then light infusion. So that's just a wonderful, wonderful healing. And when you mentioned earlier, Ron, that if your chakras are out of alignment, that could be people attacking and courting you, and that can come from your soul family. And it's a nice addition. Ron has the wonderful psychic billboard disconnection clearings that are $20 a month. And those you can get very detailed about what you want on your billboard and what you want removed from your billboard, and those are very wonderful. But the psychic billboard program disconnection that's on the soul family is so helpful, I feel, because I feel that my soul family can't really see me when I have that on. It's like such a nice protection. Do you think I'm right there, Ron?
Yeah, it does a lot. So,
right.
Yeah, you want to get rid of that soul family connection. And that helps out tremendously, because you can take on and do things to sabotage yourself because your spirit agreed to do that because it's used to it. And it did it once before, or maybe more than that, like losing your wallet or your purse or something, you know, 10 times. And you finally got a string and put it onto your belt loop or something, so you can't lose it. And then one day you're in shopping and you go, well, I want to try on these pair of pants. And lo and behold, you undo that string and you leave your wallet or purse in the dressing room. And half an hour later, they made you unconscious naturally. They numbed you out. And then all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, I lost my wallet. And you run back there and it's gone. And you go, man, this happened 10 times. This is the 11th time now. Well, that's because the people in your soul family didn't want to lose their wallet. You volunteered. so. This sounds familiar to you. That's what happens. So your spirit will set you up, unfortunately, for a downfall. And it's doing it because of the spiritual contracts and agreements that you have from the darkness. And your spirit's trying to get the heck out of here. And it thinks that it has to do a certain path for you and to learn stuff, because everybody else in your soul family is stuck here too. And the only reason why they're doing this stuff is because they're told, or they think somehow, that that will help you. So that's the whole process why you want to get rid of those guys and not connect with them. So, yeah, you're right. And doing that clearing definitely can disconnect you when you feel more centered. So back to you.
I feel it, especially with soul family that are far away that might try to think about me or connect to me, however, and I feel like they're just, you know, way less aware of me, and I'm out of their mind a little, I hope. Okay, so Ron, you have the wonderful spirit barcode removal, which clears people, takes away the barcode off of their spirit. So someone has a question. Their elderly relative is very near, you know, near dying, sadly. And so they purchased the spirit barcode removal for this relative. And the question is, are there any other clearings which will make her passing easier and help her spirit out?
Okay, to make her more comfortable as she's still living here, you might look at, I'd say, you know, the emotional one can put her more into peace. You might look at, we'll just say that she's going to live for 2 weeks. Okay, so let's look at that and say, well, what would you do? Is she in pain? Well, it could be, unless she's being drugged and just kind of watching her go. If she's in pain, do the pain body. If she's in fear, do the fear body. She will probably start to bring forward her past and start talking about things that are kind of weird and see you as somebody else in her life. Maybe she'll see you as a five-year-old child or something. So you want to try to do clearings to help her out with that. As far as getting her spirit out of here, that would do that. The spirit barcode one definitely does that. And you could even wait if you wanted and do the deceased loved ones clearing and do the spirit and also the emotional clearing on that. They're $50 a piece. Because you don't want to have her emotional body after the body is no longer here body hopping to you and staying with you like an entity, or body hopping through all the people at the funeral service or whatever. So that's sort of how I would look at that. As you know, you want to get out of here, spirit barcode will release her anytime. So when she dies, she's out of here instantly. So, and I guess she's lucky that you have her to get her out of here. But as far as if she's in pain or something, then, you know, do the pain clearing. But most people are in the hospital, and they drug them up so much that the spirit's already out of the body, typically. And you can tell that because you can walk up to the person, maybe they're sleeping, and then you nudge them or something or say their name, and they open their eyes, and it's all like this blank stare. And then all of a sudden you see the spirit come in because the spirit's there to help the body. And it comes in, and all of a sudden their eyes change. And, you know, it looks like somebody's in the body when you look at them. And sometimes the nurses will say, oh, this person's getting really better, you know. You know, they're really alert and awake. Well, that's just because the spirit came in, not that, you know, they're going to be healing themselves. So, anyway, that's what I would do, a spirit, you know, barcode clearing, if you're not going to know exactly when she leaves or she leaves, whatever. That one's a guarantee to get them out of here. So back to you.
Okay, great. I hope that person is listening to the show tonight. If not, I'm sure they will catch that on the archive. Okay, we got a testimonial in just now from a listener. Hi, Ron. The placenta call was amazing. So much healing of emotions, sensations, and releases happened during the call. Afterwards, my family went out for supper, and I felt so animated and light. People kept smiling at me in my childlike ways. Since then, my body feels so young and free. I'm not wanting too much food and feel so much more aware of my body's needs. My mind is very calm. I feel stronger and more confident, less of a need to please, feel playful and happier than I have in years. Thank you so very much, Ron, for everything you do. So appreciate the Light Doctors and CLS. Many blessings.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's what I call the foundational clearing. So it was taking stuff off of you, which, you know, kind of set your storyline for your life on, you know, what you're going through, because that was all dumped upon you. And you were actually feeling those experiences. And, you know, it's, anyway, that's why we did the clearing on that. So back to you.
Okay. We have a request, Ron, for a sample healing. One of our listeners is experiencing neck and shoulder pain. I don't know if you want to do a quick release of, I don't know what's going on for this person.
Okay, so here we go. I'll count to 20, and we'll see what this does for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So typically, you know, you'd probably want to do an entity clearing if you have, you know, pain in your body, and then do the pain body clearing, those two. And you could also do the cellular memory clearing also, because the memory is from your cells or what's probably activating that. And that kind of goes along with that problematic clearing barcode. If you keep having something happening to you in that location of your body, maybe, you know, 3-4 times a year. So back to you.
Ron, thank you for mentioning that clearing. And I had a question. If a certain person, like possibly a family member, continually tries to attach and cord to you, might that be helped out with the recurring event barcode?
Yeah, it could. It's not designed for that, but yeah, I think it would work a little bit.
Okay.
Mainly it's designed for something that you know that you keep doing, you know, doing over and over and over again. Let's just say that the first day of the month, stuff happens to you, and then that means that the next one is happening, and the next, and the next. And so you want to automatically, you know, and it's like clockwork. So that's what that clearing is actually for. I don't know if it would really work for the, you know, getting rid of, like, entities and things, but it will help with that as you're doing the clearing. But you want to just focus on that particular date of the month or whatever, or, you know, whatever you're going through. Like, yep, this happened again. I know about this here. And you can help with that to get rid of it. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's a question about the spirit barcode removal. Hi, Ron. I have the unlimited spirit barcode removal. Is it okay for me to regularly carry out the spirit barcode removal every few months, or would this cause some problems? I have already carried it out once a couple of months ago. Many thanks.
Yeah, probably doing it maybe every couple of months may be okay. I would just check with me and just see if you happen to have something attached to you, another death barcode on your spirit or something. So remember, you don't want to, you know, awaken the aliens by doing a clearing if they're not attached to you. And so sometimes some people kind of fall off the deep end and they have something going on and they go, oh, this must be what it is. Well, definitely just give me an email. And like that, you'd say, Ron, I have this unlimited spirit barcode clearing. Do I have any added barcodes on my spirit. Last one I had was 4 months ago. Do I have any new ones or something like that? Then I can tell you. So, you know, that's what I would suggest doing. So back to you.
Okay. We have another question about the crown chakra. This person wrote in, good morning, Ron and ladies of the BBS radio shows and our administrator. Thank you, Ron, for excellent work, healings, questions, and answers. So you're very welcome. I'm listening to the August 9th, 2017 archive about commanding your body to shut off the crown chakra, and we talked about that again tonight. So how often do we need to command our body to shut off our crown chakra? Is it every 10 minutes, like with the mind-to-heart drop? And how long does a shut-off last?
Boy, now that's a good question. You might include that when you're doing the mind-to-heart drop, just to close down your crown chakra. And try that for a couple of weeks and see what happens. Because you should instantly feel your body get like zipped up, kind of like you're in a protective cocoon sort of when you close down the crown chakra. And then you feel all the energy inside of your body. Otherwise, it's going outside of yourself, kind of like a sprinkler coming out the top of your head, you know, putting this energy all around you and the aliens attached to it and coming to you. So you're flooding them with your source spirit energy, in a sense, by leaving it open, and that's how they come into you. So you might try that, just like the mind-to-heart drop, just add that to it, a little praise, and just see how you feel. That's another way of working the clearings. Why not? So back to you.
Okay, yes. And when we command our spirit to shrink wrap our energies close to our physical skin and body, how long does that last? I shrink wrap every time I leave my home.
Again, it's it depends, you know, where you are in your consciousness and what's happening to you and how many people are around you trying to pull your energy. So you can also, you know, command your body to do it too. Either way will work fine for you.
Right.
So
I do it.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I would do it as, when you're going into public areas, do it.
Yes, I was going to say that's what I do. I do it, of course, when I leave my, right before I leave my door, but also then when I'm arriving somewhere or if I'm walking, even taking a walk and people are heading in my direction or I'm going to even walk by some people out doing yard work and stuff, I just do it again. It does feel better. And out loud, just a reminder. So those last questions, Ron, just so you know, it's from a lovely listener in South Africa.
That's great.
Yes, people find you from all over. Oh, here's another one I wanted to mention. And I know exactly what this listener is talking about. I've seen this show. There's a really creepy comedy on Netflix with Drew Barrymore where she's a zombie and only can stay alive by eating dead people. And she adds, and some people think this is a comedy. Even one of my friends thinks so. It's called Santa Clarita Diet. I don't know if you've heard about that one, Ron. It is creepy. I turned it on one night because I like Drew Barrymore. But that,
yeah, I haven't seen it, so yeah, I don't want to watch people getting eaten, you know.
Yeah,
I've already seen enough of that.
Right. but it's interesting. I mean, if only to avoid it. Okay, so someone has a question about tomorrow. I will be a registered absentee on the Ascension call tomorrow. Where should I place my bottles of water to ensure they are activated for me and my other family members? Also, do we start drinking the water starting on Sunday? Thank you for your help.
Okay, I think what most people do is they will label the waters for what we normally would be, you know, energizing them for. So you have silver water, gold water, skin misting, possibly a mineral water, mouthwash, maybe copper water. And maybe you have one that you have been on the different conference calls, and you go, man, I just love this green tree water or something, you know. And so, you know, you put that on there, and it'll be energized for you. Now, when you can drink the water, so the water typically could be used like, you know, if you're, you know, ending the day, you could drink that before you go to bed, but not all of it, and then use the rest of it for the next day. So when you start it is up to you. You know, you could be overseas in a country and the call, you know, maybe doing the water charge, maybe like at, you know, say 8 a.m. in the morning for you, and you have the whole day to go because we do the water at the very end of the conference call. So now you have water for the whole day. Most people, like if you're back east, you know, when the call ends, you're looking at probably, I think, about 7 o'clock or something. So normally the sun's starting to go down. So you could have a little bit if you want and then drink the rest of it the next day or just save it for the next day, and that's your day for number one. So it's up to you. But once you start it, then the next day after you wake up is when you would start, or the second day, number two water, and the third day, number three. And they go consecutively the way they're charged up. So you could mark them the water that you're going to be drinking, you know, one through seven. So that's one series of waters for the week. The other ones will be during the conference call. So if you're away, you can come back and go, well, let's see, I'll take some of that pain release water and drink that if you have pain, you know, or maybe you did something and when you're gone out doing something and you got pain. Maybe somebody shoved you or elbowed you by mistake or something, and now your ribs hurt. So you go, well, I didn't have that initially, but I did ask for some pain release water. I don't know why, but I asked for it, and now I can put that on me. The skin misting works for a lot of different things. And so that water will work for one day for you. It could work into the next day also. And you probably want to put that water, you know, because it's just normally a glass of water, maybe in the refrigerator or something. And then I have people who go out and they just buy like spring water, sealed containers already. And they just, you know, mark them for what they want and know that it'll be charged up when they get back home. So that's the way I would probably, you know, indicate that. There are people who mark their bottles. We'll just say you have eight bottles, for instance, for drinking. They mark them one through eight. And then when I start charging the water, maybe I start charging the water for mouthwash. So maybe that's the first one that I do. So you put down water container number one is for a glass of water, we'll say, is for mouthwash. And you write it on a piece of paper. Next one that we charge will be your number two water. And it could be for something else, you know, skin misting or whatever, or something to splash on your body. It could be foot bath water. So anyway, just kind of go with the flow and write down what's, you know, where you are with that. And so there's really no improper way of doing it. Just kind of make it very logical for yourself so you don't get confused. And, you know, if you need to know something, then you just write down on a piece of paper what you want to have the waters for, and they will be charged for you for that. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. So someone has a question. Can you remove sugar critters? Thank you. So I believe they're asking for you to do a sample healing on that. But then I had a question about, well, I don't know, things in our bodies. Would the nano, that 2012 nano clearing, possibly help with something like that, with an issue like that, Ron?
Yes, it could, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you may want to try that one. As far as doing sugar, our show's kind of coming to an end, so that's a difficult clearing. I did it sometime somewhere, but I would just continue on and figure out what clearing you might need on a whole lifetime basis to get rid of that, because it would be with you for your whole life. So, and that could even be the special clearing. So back to you.
Okay, but do you think let me just say that the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing is $50. It is unlimited. You can use it often if you'd like. It's very thoroughly described on the purchase page, and it includes a wonderful auric field protection that you can put on for up to 8 hours and do different parts of your body to protect yourself, your aura. So it's such a great healing. So I'm seeing that it's saying it's stuff, whatever from outside of us, nanotechnology that is coming into us. So that might be worth, just to reiterate what Ron said, might be worth trying and put sugar after your name or something on there. And it might take some of that out, because if they're alive, that is not good. So thank you, Ron. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in something for paranormal. I was standing watching my husband rake hay on his tractor. It was mild and calm out with no breeze. All of a sudden, I saw one of those mini tornadoes. I call them wind devils, come out of nowhere. It slowly went across the field, mildly messing up the lines of hay that he was raking. I tried to get a video and was able to catch a little of it, but my video was shaking because I had to zoom in. I felt like an entity was messing with us, because the hay really looked nice, and they didn't want us to have a successful time baling or whatever. So they felt like, she felt like that was something sabotaging her.
Yeah, very possible.
Right. Oh, someone's not clear on the nano clearing. Yes, it's unlimited. I'm sorry if that was any kind of misunderstanding, but it's unlimited. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Okay. Oh, I forgot. This is interesting. Regarding death barcodes on my car. I forgot to check my tire. I knew it was low, and I was going on a longish trip. Luckily, we hit a curb before the trip, and the tire went flat. I don't like to think what would have happened on the freeway the next day. I'm very glad I finished the death barcodes on the car the week before. Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Well, it looks like it's that time.
Yes, it is.
we're controlled by the alien time here, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud, and this is what you say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So should be in peace right now, and hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, and it's a 3-hour call. And let's just close here. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, all you listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. So bye, everyone. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening.